Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I got a couple of things I want to talk about. As you know, once a week I take, every week or so, I take a couple of segments and just talk directly to you about things that are on my mind. And one of the things I want to talk to you about are how some of the rules have changed for the way you and I go to market, the way we do business, the way our customers respond to us and what they expect from us. And, you know, over the years, over the last four or five years, I've talked to you about some of these things. And it's always good to keep talking about it because it's going on right now. And this is what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is this shift that's happening right now. Because for 10,000 years, literally, folks, since the first marketplace was born about 10,000 years ago, customers refined their search for whatever they wanted to buy, their products and services. They refined that search down to the finalists, the two that they're, you know, I've got it down to two, now I'm going to pick from one of these two. They narrowed that search based almost entirely on what we all grew up on. The classic competitive value proposition, price, product, availability, service, selection, right? All those things, right? And that's what I've called, you've heard me call this before, the age of the seller. For 10,000 years, the age of the seller was the dominant paradigm where our relationship with customers, how they chose us, how they decided to do business with us today or not to do business with us tomorrow, was based on that level of the relationship, on the value proposition. And that, you know, if you think about it, that was kind of a trip down memory lane, wasn't it? Well, there's a new prime differentiator today. It's above the competitive model. The competitive model is still important. You still have to be competitive. But the customer's appraisal of you now is above the competitive level. It's now at the relevant level. They're appraising you, those last two, when they brought it down to the last two possibilities of who they're going to do business with, that the first decision about whether they choose you or whether you get to the final two is not about being competitive, but about being relevant. Are you relevant to them? Is this seller relevant to them? Is it in fact, they find out whether you're relevant to them and rule you in or out before they even know, that whether you're competitive or not. So before you even get to put your best foot forward, they've already ruled you in or out. But as I say, this doesn't mean you don't have to still be competitive. Not at all. No one is going to pay you more for less. But here are three new marketplace truths that I want you to consider. First, with value now presumed, meaning no customer today is concerned about whether they're going to get value. They know they're going to get value. They know they can get it somewhere. So with value now presumed, customers expect to find what they want at the price they want to pay, and they know they can find it from many different sellers, many different companies. Number two, before a seller's competitive position has even been established, before they even know whether you're competitive or not, you're being ruled in or out by prospects. And three, the differentiating by customers based on relevance is happening before you even know they exist. Think about that, folks. That's the scariest part of this whole thing, this whole paradigm shift that I've been talking about. And when I say this to people, when I announce that, when I talk about this in speeches that I give, and I say that people are deciding to do business with you or not before you even know they exist, That just, I see the sweat popping out of their foreheads. It's breathtakingly disruptive, that development, as we shift from the age of the seller to what I call the age of the customer. So what do you have to do to prove your relevance in order to be among the last to be considered and hopefully anointed as the chosen one? Well, here are three important age of the customer relevance practices for you to think about. Technology matters. Your online capability has to match the expectations of your profile customers. Having, for example, you have to have a mobile optimized website. So the technology matters. That's just one example of a relevance factor with regard to technology. Whatever your profile customers expect from you from a technology standpoint, which you need to ask them that, by the way. If they expect you to be on Facebook or Twitter, then that's where you need to be. If they expect you to be able to text them a message that their order is in, then that's what you need to do. If they would rather hear from you by email, that's what you need to do. Here's another one. Contribute first, contract second. This is a big part of relevance, folks. Now confident of acquiring value, as I said earlier, customers are increasingly seeking, collecting trusted advisors and experts. They're increasingly seeking and collecting trusted advisors and experts in their quest for relevance before they make a purchase decision. This is a major disrupting factor right there, folks. Contribute first, contract second. Connect with credentials. Use new media to establish relevance credentials and connect with prospects and customers. You've heard me quote Nesbitt before, John Nesbitt, from his book Megatrends. The more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. He said that 30-plus years ago. Here are three high-touch age of the seller practices. These are the old ones that are actually still relevant in the new age. Everything doesn't get thrown out. Some things remain. For example, remember the customer's name and use it often. People like to hear their name, don't they? Number two, make eye contact and smile early and often. Young people, when you wait on customers, look them in the eye, please. It'll make a difference in your business and in your life. And three, be grateful and say thank you a lot. Find success, my friends. To find success in the age of the customer, you do it by doing the following absolutely in this order. Be relevant, be useful, and then be competitive. Your greatest danger, my friends, in the age of the customer is not being uncompetitive, but being irrelevant. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
I can't define old Kagan's first wagons, but to your mind, in the sense of compliments.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.